Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Cox. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Burbach. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bill Burbach. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer strikes out. There goes Woods. The throw from Sims to Brown, and Woods is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball four. Brown moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Sims moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sims scores. Horton moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball four. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller takes first base on ball four. Harrelson moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Ken Johnson now pitching. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Pepitone reaches second base with a double. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball four. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pepitone moves to third. One out. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Pepitone scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Sims takes first base on ball four. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-1 in the game. Mercer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Alvis moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Alves scores. Ellsworth moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a line drive into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Zoe Lovierals now playing third base. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 1 in the game. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Downing now pitching. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fuller strikes out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Downing covering, for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields the ball and throws to Ellsworth covering. Safe. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mercer moves to third. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Mercer scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Cox reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Indians. Stan Williams now pitching. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-2 in the game. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 3. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Sims trying to get to home. Robinson throws the ball into Fernandez who tags Sims, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Horton moves to second. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. Peterson moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Cap Peterson now playing left field. Tom Schoppe pinch hits for Al Downing. Tom Schoppe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chape strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mercer bunts towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Yankees 3. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. One out. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Yankees 3. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Fernandez and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jean Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 3 in the game. Michael strikes out. One out. Jerry Kenny pinch hits for Steve Hamilton. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny strikes out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.